What if one question could unlock your entire future? In 1982, Dan Sullivan discovered a question so powerful, it has since transformed thousands of lives and businesses. The Dan Sullivan Question isn't just another business book, it's the distillation of a life-changing conversation starter that has become the foundation of the Strategic Coach Program, a premier coaching system for entrepreneurs worldwide. Sullivan's approach has been embraced by business titans like Joe Polish, founder of Genius Network, and has influenced coaching methodologies across industries. What makes this question so revolutionary is its simplicity combined with psychological depth. It bypasses our defensive mechanisms and taps directly into our deepest aspirations. While seemingly straightforward, the question creates what psychologists call a pattern interrupt, forcing the brain to engage with future possibilities in ways that conventional questions cannot. In a world drowning in answers, Sullivan shows why asking the right question might be the most valuable skill of all. Imagine taking a sales call where you say almost nothing, yet the prospect speaks for 23 minutes straight and then eagerly signs up for your service. This isn't fantasy. It's exactly what happened to Dan Sullivan when he asked a prospective client, "If we were having this discussion 3 years from today, and you were looking back over those 3 years, what has to have happened in your life, both personally and professionally, for you to feel happy with your progress?" The power of this question lies in its unique structure. Unlike conventional sales approaches that push information at prospects, this question creates space for self-discovery. When Sullivan asked it, his prospect Jack poured out his journey from alcoholism to recovery and articulated his deepest aspirations for the future. Without Sullivan saying a word about his program, Jack was ready to sign up. Why does this work so effectively? In a world where everyone competes with rehearsed answers and marketing messages shout increasingly louder, a thoughtful question immediately differentiates you. But not just any question will do. This particular question has four critical components that make it transformative: establishing a future relationship, moving to a specific future point, providing a superior vantage point by looking backward from that future, and connecting to happiness as our ultimate measuring stick. The key to its effectiveness lies in what happens after asking it: silence. Sullivan emphasizes that you must ask the question and then shut up. This silence creates space for the person's imagination to engage fully. The question is intensely visual, prompting people to project themselves into the future and envision what truly matters to them. Any additional words would only interfere with this crucial mental process. People respond in predictable ways. About 85-90% provide substantial answers, the users. Some struggle to imagine their future, the confusers, and a small percentage refuse to engage, the refusers. For the vast majority who engage, the question offers a rare opportunity to think about their future in a structured, meaningful way, something few people do regularly despite its importance. The most remarkable aspect is that by asking this question, you create a space where people answer their own deepest questions. In today's increasingly complex world, where many feel overwhelmed by change, confusion, isolation, and powerlessness, this question provides a pathway to clarity. No external answers can solve these problems. Valuable answers must come from within, prompted by the right question. The special question becomes even more powerful when expanded to include the DOS framework: dangers, opportunities, and strengths. This second dimension transforms a simple question into a comprehensive conversation that helps people organize their lives around their most powerful motivating emotions. The expanded question asks, "If we were having this discussion 3 years from today, and you were looking back over those 3 years, what has to have happened in your life, both personally and professionally, for you to feel happy with your progress? Specifically, what dangers do you have now that need to be eliminated? What opportunities need to be captured? And what strengths need to be maximized?" This framework taps into our three primary emotional drivers: fear of losing important things, dangers; excitement about gaining new things, opportunities; and confidence from existing capabilities and resources, strengths. These emotions aren't just peripheral to our decision-making. They're the raw materials that shape our daily thinking and activity, even for the most logical individuals. When people consider their future through the DOS lens, complexity simplifies into these three emotionally charged categories. The three-year time frame, combined with these categories, creates remarkable focus and truthfulness, cutting through mental clutter to reveal what truly matters. As Sullivan notes, all progress starts by telling the truth, and the moment people honestly address their DOS issues, forward momentum begins, first mentally, then through decisions and actions. The DOS framework does more than just organize thoughts, it liberates people emotionally. In a world where growing complexity creates confusion, isolation, and powerlessness, this structure suddenly restores emotional freedom. Before the conversation, people often feel blocked and frustrated. Afterward, they experience a sense of liberation. The future transforms from a worrisome burden into a source of buoyant motivation. Learning to use DOS effectively isn't complicated. It can be conceptually grasped quickly and mastered after about 10 experiences. Yet, its impact is profound. Entrepreneurs who adopt this approach in their businesses report that it transforms how they create value for clients, making them effectively immune to competition within 6 months. As one entrepreneur noted after implementing DOS, "I've never had discussions like this in my previous 20 years. Before, I was just getting information. Now I'm getting the real deal every time." The combination of the special question and DOS framework provides a focused emotional power that many associate with happiness itself. The feeling that comes from having clarity about what matters most, confidence in what you've already achieved, and capability to achieve your biggest goals. The DOS framework doesn't just generate answers. It creates a comprehensive, strategic plan and path, typically the best people have ever had. What's remarkable is that this strategic capability can be developed in just 1 or 2 hours because individuals already possess all the answers they need. The process simply helps them organize their existing knowledge and insights into an actionable framework. The conversation begins with dangers, identifying what problems, worries, or concerns need elimination for the person to feel happy with their progress. This starting point is crucial because fear becomes a powerful motivator once clarity replaces confusion. When someone articulates their dangers, it's essential to record their exact language and repeat it back to them, not to offer advice or solutions, but to let them hear their own thoughts clearly. This typically brings immediate relief as confusing fears transform into clearly defined challenges. After identifying dangers, the same process applies to opportunities, the three biggest possibilities of gaining something new and important, and strengths, the three most important existing capabilities and resources that need maximization. The complete framework consists of 9 issues total, 3 dangers, 3 opportunities, and 3 strengths, which are then prioritized and numbered. Many people keep their completed DOS framework for years, considering it an invaluable roadmap. The power of this approach lies in its focus. When these 9 key issues get transformed through decisions and actions, all other issues naturally get transformed too. The increased clarity, confidence, and capability that come from addressing any one issue creates a cascade of positive outcomes across all areas of life. With the 9 top DOS issues identified, people become committed to their own unique progress, not following someone else's plan, but creating a custom-designed route based on personal truths. This framework provides the foundation for making decisions and taking action, bringing sudden clarity and focus to what was previously overwhelming complexity. For progress to be satisfying, it must be measurable, either through numerical results or clearly defined milestones. This creates a natural 90-day structure for reviewing progress and setting new goals. Many people describe this process as finally getting my act together, as all dimensions of their life become integrated with these central issues, creating a natural, organic growth process focused on the future. The DOS framework becomes a custom-designed growth system that keeps getting better with continued use, unlike traditional systems where people must fit their futures into other structures. This personalized approach ensures that progress is aligned with individual values and aspirations, making it sustainable and deeply satisfying. The DOS framework has sparked nothing short of a revolution in how entrepreneurs approach business. By creating a unique economic relationship where people willingly invest to gain clarity, confidence, and capability in an increasingly complex world, entrepreneurs using this approach have transformed entire industries. Entrepreneurs are uniquely positioned to benefit from the DOS approach because they're fundamentally motivated by freedom, both freedom from restrictions and freedom to create valuable new offerings. The framework provides a systematic, predictable process for entrepreneurs to design better futures based on their own answers and personal truths, creating a competitive advantage that continually grows. The results speak for themselves. Entrepreneurs using the DOS framework consistently report increased income and profits, improved personal relationships, more time doing what they love, and greater philanthropy and community leadership. Their financial success enables them to purchase protections from complexities others can't avoid, further accelerating their progress. What's remarkable is how contagious this approach has proven to be. Hundreds of DOS-based businesses have emerged across dozens of industries as entrepreneurs found the framework valuable for themselves and eagerly shared it with their clients. Despite coming from different specialties, they all maintain the core logic and wording of the special question and DOS while developing their own presentation styles. Personal financial advisors were among the first to create DOS relationships with clients, transforming their role from peddlers of products to designers of people's progress. This shift helped them differentiate themselves in an increasingly commoditized industry by focusing first on helping clients gain clarity, confidence, and capability. As one advisor described it, the transformation changed their work from a guessing game of hit and miss to creating solutions that were genuinely useful while seeing opportunities invisible to competitors. The transformations extend far beyond financial services. David Engel evolved from a local printer to a master of direct response marketing, licensing proprietary strategies to international agencies. Philip Terone went from an 80-hour-a-week mortgage broker to marketing lifetime creditworthiness strategies while reclaiming his personal life. Joe Polish transformed from a carpet cleaner working insane hours for stupid returns to a marketing innovator serving multiple industries. What these entrepreneurs share is their use of the special question and DOS framework as a doorway to entirely new business models that transcend conventional industry thinking. Instead of merely selling products, they sell superior thinking, decision-making, planning, strategies, and implementation through custom-designed, unique processes for each client. They become recognized as leading industry innovators, selling their expertise not just to clients, but to competitors who become ongoing buyers themselves. In today's economy, where value creation is paramount, the DOS approach gives entrepreneurs an unprecedented advantage by enabling them to break into new, creative territory where profits are higher because competitors simply can't follow. Despite its proven effectiveness, many people hesitate before adopting the special question and DOS framework in their lives and businesses. These hesitations typically stem from misconceptions about who can use it, fear of rejection, and concerns about stepping outside conventional conversational patterns. One common misconception is that this approach is only for entrepreneurs. While Sullivan's examples come from his 35-plus years working with thousands of entrepreneurs across dozens of industries, the special question and DOS framework can be used by anyone who wants to create a better future. The first step is applying it to your own personal and professional future. Even non-entrepreneurs will think and act more entrepreneurially the more they use this approach. Fear of asking the question is another common barrier. Many entrepreneurs waited years before trying it, concerned about how people would respond. While there's typically about a week of discomfort when first using the question, after using it 10 times, it becomes natural. The brief period of discomfort is all that separates you from possessing this lifelong advantage. Some worry about rejection. What if people refuse to answer? This virtually never happens. Most DOS practitioners experience rejection from fewer than 5% of people they ask. The key is ensuring you're asking correctly. The question must focus entirely on the other person, not on your relationship with them. The power comes from suspending self-interest, making you uniquely different and useful to others. Others worry that asking the question might destroy relationships or opportunities. In reality, the DOS approach never destroys anything useful. It quickly reveals whether a situation or relationship is worth investing in. People who are manipulative or have secret agendas may avoid answering and see you as a threat, but this helps you identify and extract yourself from negative situations while filling your life with genuinely worthwhile opportunities and relationships. Some question why they would want to know about issues they can't solve. This misunderstands the purpose of the approach. It's not about what you must do in response, but about enabling others to see their crucial goals and issues clearly. People don't need you to solve their problems. They appreciate the chance to think clearly about what's important to them. This clarity creates confidence, which creates capability. The special question and DOS work in any setting where people want to build a bigger, better future. Not just in one-on-one relationships, but also in group situations. However, a group's refusal to answer immediately reveals that members aren't unified in their commitments, a crucial insight that helps you avoid entangling yourself in circular or fractured group dynamics. The 3-year time frame works perfectly for visualizing future progress. It's the year after next, and most people can see their progress clearly without things becoming too abstract. However, the approach has been successfully applied to different time periods, even as short as a week. The key is finding what time period produces the most valuable answers for the other person. What happens when you consistently use the special question and DOS framework for decades? Sullivan's own experience since 1989 has been nothing short of transformative, achieving 40 times greater income and enhancing every personal and professional area of his life. Hundreds of entrepreneurs report similar remarkable results after a decade of daily DOS practice. The greatest benefit isn't just material success, but a continual excitement about the world and your place in it. Your usefulness to others grows exponentially, your sense of purpose expands, and you become seen as a creative, positive force in the world. Your impact extends far beyond your direct relationships as others adopt your approach, giving you the sense of making the world better in countless unseen ways. This long-term transformation is what led Sullivan to develop the Strategic Coach Program, which has evolved since 1989 into a lifetime growth program for successful business owners. Over 16,000 individuals have participated, many for over 20 years, with their time in the program representing their greatest period of success and satisfaction. Entrepreneurs operating within the DOS framework develop new ambitions beyond their current achievements. They seek an accountable growth structure, a community of like-minded innovators, and the opportunity to develop their businesses into more significant enterprises. Strategic Coach has become known as the school where the best get better, improving not just business results, but all areas of life, including family relationships. Participants consistently report 4 major improvements: constantly increasing income and profits, significant jumps in free time quality and quantity, enhanced ability to focus on their most productive activities, and ever-increasing impact beyond their businesses. The program now operates hundreds of quarterly workshops across the U.S., Canada, and U.K., with most participants joining based on the visible progress of others already in the program. The special question and DOS framework represent more than just useful business tools. They're a fundamentally different way of approaching life and relationships. By focusing first on helping others gain clarity about their future, you create a virtuous cycle of progress that benefits everyone involved. In a world increasingly dominated by complexity, confusion, and commoditization, this approach offers a pathway to meaningful differentiation and lasting impact. At its core, the Dan Sullivan question challenges a fundamental assumption about how we create value for others. In a world where everyone competes with answers, where marketing messages, social media feeds, and expert opinions bombard us constantly, the most valuable thing you can offer might be a really great question. Traditional approaches to business and relationships focus on telling, providing information, solutions, and advice based on what we think others need. The DOS approach flips this dynamic entirely, focusing first on asking in a way that helps others discover what they truly want and need. This shift from telling to asking creates a fundamentally different relationship dynamic that benefits everyone involved. When you ask the special question, you immediately differentiate yourself from everyone competing with answers. Instead of positioning yourself as the expert with solutions, you position the other person as the expert on their own life and future. This subtle but profound shift creates an opening for authentic connection and collaboration that conventional approaches simply can't match. The power of this approach lies in its recognition that people don't primarily want information. They want clarity about their future direction, confidence about what they've already achieved, and capability to achieve bigger goals. By creating a space where they can articulate their dangers, opportunities, and strengths, you help them gain all three. This doesn't mean information and expertise aren't valuable. They absolutely are. But their value is multiplied exponentially when they're offered in response to clearly articulated needs and aspirations rather than pushed based on assumptions. The DOS framework ensures that whatever solutions you eventually provide are perfectly aligned with what the other person truly wants and needs. The art of asking instead of telling requires a fundamental shift in mindset. From seeing yourself as the source of answers to seeing yourself as the catalyst for others' self-discovery. This shift doesn't diminish your expertise. It actually enhances its impact by ensuring it's applied precisely where it will create the greatest value. As Sullivan's experience with thousands of entrepreneurs has demonstrated, this approach creates relationships and results that conventional approaches simply can't match. By mastering the art of asking instead of telling, you position yourself not just as a provider of products or services, but as a designer of progress, someone who helps others create the future they truly want. In a world increasingly dominated by artificial intelligence and automated solutions, this deeply human approach to creating value becomes even more distinctive and valuable. The ability to ask questions that catalyze clarity, confidence, and capability may well be the most important skill for success in the decades ahead. The special question and DOS framework aren't just tools for business, they're foundations for building an extraordinary life. When consistently applied across all relationships and areas of life, they create a virtuous cycle of progress that transforms not just your results, but your entire experience of living. The approach begins with applying the question to yourself. Before using it with others, take time to answer it thoroughly for your own life. What has to happen over the next 3 years, personally and professionally, for you to feel happy with your progress? What dangers need to be eliminated? Opportunities captured, and strengths maximized. This self-application creates the clarity, confidence, and capability you need to move forward effectively. Once you've applied the question to yourself, begin using it in your closest relationships, with your spouse or partner, children, friends, and key colleagues. These initial conversations will likely reveal aspirations, concerns, and capabilities you weren't fully aware of, deepening your understanding and strengthening your connections. As you become more comfortable with the question, expand its use to all significant relationships in your life, with clients, customers, employees, and community members. Each conversation creates new possibilities for collaboration and mutual support, gradually surrounding you with people who are all taking ownership of their futures. The magic of building a life around the question is that it creates an environment where everyone is focused on progress, their own and others. Instead of relationships based on transactions or obligations, you create relationships based on shared commitment to creating better futures. This shift transforms not just individual relationships, but entire communities and organizations. Those who have built their lives around the question for decades report a profound sense of purpose and contribution. Their usefulness to others continually grows. Their impact extends far beyond what they could achieve directly, and they experience the deep satisfaction that comes from helping others create the futures they truly want. In a world where complexity, change, and uncertainty create growing anxiety for many, the Special Question and DOES framework offer a pathway to something increasingly rare and valuable: the ability to create clarity, confidence, and capability not just for yourself, but for everyone you touch. By building your life around this question, you become not just a success story, but a catalyst for countless other success. And there may be no greater achievement than that.